A group that advocates for lifting up women and other underrepresented groups in STEM? Well then, WISE is the place to be. Women in Science and Engineering at Queen's University is a group of passionate women creating welcoming and inclusive spaces for future engineers, scientists, and leaders. When you join WISE, you'll have the opportunity to learn from experienced pros in the field, grow your network, and be a source of inspiration for the young women in the Kingston community. Follow our Instagram at Queen's WISE or visit our website www.queenswise.ca to learn more.
Partners in Mission Food Bank could not exist without the loyalty, dedication, and support of volunteers, some of whom have been with us for over 30 years. Our team of volunteers consists of individuals who continually devote both their time and skills on a regular basis in an effort to make a positive impact on hunger and the food needs of the community. Volunteering has no age limits. Your commitment and energy is enough. It is a great way to make new friends and contribute to your community. Partners in Mission Food Bank volunteers provide essential services in many ways, including assembling daily hampers, sorting food donations, breaking down and portioning bulk items, packing eggs into cartons, keeping the warehouse safe and clean, and providing helpful input to other volunteers and staff. Interested in volunteering with Partners in Mission Food Bank? Please call our volunteer coordinator at 613-544-4100.
Help CFRC serve our community listeners. Have your voice heard and share your thoughts through our online listenership survey. Visit CFRC.ca, click on the link, and take the 3 to 4 minute survey. All participants can enter for a chance to win great prizes from Smokes Poutinerie and Uber Eats. Your voice matters. Make it heard by taking the CFRC listenership survey today via CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
Good morning, Kingston. This is your indie wake-up call. Playing anything new and everything indie. Garage rock, hip-hop, folk, punk, and electropop. New, Canadian, and even local. Indie Wake Up handles your morning. Here for you, Kingston. Weekday mornings from 8 to 10. On the one, the only, CFRC 101.9 FM.
And I am scared. It's October 31st for obvious reasons, but I'm also frightened if you saw on the indie story that Rue is leaving for 2 months.
Almost 2 months.
Almost 2 months. Like, bring on the scary music. What are we going to do? Oh, Madison. I know. You said you didn't even want to look at her this morning.
I know. Rue came in. I was like, I can't even look at you because I feel too sad.
It's going to be fine. It's going to be totally fine. We're going to raise tons of money in the CFRC funding drive, and she'll come back and be like, yes, amazing. Mm-hmm. Just bring us up to speed here. So you are gone for almost 2 months.
Yeah.
Got to go see some family.
Yeah, I'm leaving this afternoon, and literally by next morning, I'll be in London. Then 2 weeks there, during which I will be making a small Cardiff trip as well.
Of course.
And I'm just hoping to see Bounce while I'm there as well, you know?
We know you will. Have you sussed it out? Like, is there anything that's on your radar?
There's just one, but I'm sure we'll find others. I'm going to see English teacher.
Oh, my God. Okay. That's a great way to end up. Mm-hmm. Not quite end up 2024. We'll talk about your end wrap-up list, mm-hmm. like, in a week or two.
Yeah.
But, okay. Well, we're going to miss you.
Then I'll be home in India for, like, a month.
Okay. What do we need to remember while you're gone? Just impart some wisdom on us right now.
I don't know, really. Nothing.
Keep the live sessions going.
Yeah, for sure.
Live sessions, because, we had, Color Theory came in this week, right?
Yeah, they were in on Tuesday. And, you know, it was just kind of fun, like, indie psychedelic pop stuff. And very excitingly, there's a session going on air this morning. which was recorded at the Broom Factory. So it was our first kind of offshore live session, if you will. We were at the Broom Factory.
Okay, good. So we also are going to be playing some spooky songs today. Mm-hmm. Are you playing some spooky songs in between for us today?
My spooky repertoire is not very vast. Mm-hmm. I need to, you know, kind of go back. I feel like Sophia has some good spooky ones. Halloween is really something I've come to embrace more in North America.
Right.
Because Halloween's not that scary in New Zealand because it's in the, like, springtime.
Do you get candy?
It depends what neighborhood you're in.
Oh,
you have to kind of go to a designated neighborhood, otherwise you won't get... My mom is into it because she's Canadian, but it doesn't really hit the same pull, and I had never been to, like, a Halloween party, like, from the movies until I came here.
Oh my gosh,
the leaves are falling, and it's actually kind of scary outside.
Okay, so my neighborhood slaps, okay? It's fully decked out, Halloween ready, and, I mean, you know, like, I'm kind of West Campus-y. Like, we have students on my street, and we are always, like, encouraging them as well to, like, hey, like, where's your jack-o'-lantern? Or, like, because we really like to have, you know, continuity along the street. Mm-hmm. But they're awesome, and I've actually had a lot of Queen students come by in costume. Students like yourselves probably who are like, I never got to experience this. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If you dress up, you get candy. So I'm just saying. You got to find my street, but it is not far from this station. And we have like all the inflatable. I don't have inflatables in my house. It's a discussion. But I have like a giant spider web on my house. Like, it's awesome. So, and it is a bit spooky. So you have to be brave enough to come to the door. But then you get candy. Mm-hmm. So
I feel like next week we would probably rate everybody's Halloween decorations.
And costumes.
And candy.
And inflatables.
The kids know. Yes, inflatables. Oh, my God. Meanwhile, we do have a guest coming in today.
We do. 9 o'clock. It's going to be so exciting. Couple of things, right? Obviously, there are a lot of Halloween shows happening tonight, right? There'll be the traditional Halloween Mansion show. Mm-hmm. That's going to be happening.
I know all about that one.
Yeah. Cassidor, Carnelian, who are going to be joining us. There's stuff at the Toucan as well. Obviously, it's all kind of customary. But they also, Carnelian also has a new song coming out. Very excitingly.
It's out now.
Out now.
Out now. So we're going to be playing that as well, when they come in, we'll talk a little bit about it. We've heard this song live, but it's good to have it actually down on track. So
we've heard it in the CFRC studios.
But now we've got it for all fans of Carnelian. You know they have a Carnelian fan Instagram page,
right?
They
do. Yes. The Carnation.
Really? Yes, they do.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to check that
like
out.
Early days, they had one. Oh, it was amazing.
It's called Carnation, though I think they could have also just called it Fanelian, and that would have been so good.
All right. Well, I want to get things going because Halloween music means a lot to different people, but I'm getting started with an oldie, but it's like my favorite. Hey, 80s goth bands, you know.
They were kind of the goth, zenith. Like, they were the peak.
Yeah. And they put out a very spooky album that scared a lot of parents thinking that their kids were in a lot of trouble, but it wasn't like that at all. The album's called Black Celebration. We're going to play some Depeche Mode, Fly on the Windscreen to get us started on the Indie Wake Up Call Thursday morning show. Good morning, everyone. Thank you. Okay, so my Gen X heart is full as we go from Depeche Mode, The Cure, and a cover of Echo and the Bunnymen on the Indie Wake Up Call this morning. Good morning, everyone. It's a beautiful day, by the way. Like record high temperatures, so you can pretty much wear whatever you want for Halloween tonight. Just saying.
Blue moon, I saw you so soon.
spooky, scary music out there, everybody. I know, we think this place is haunted.
Someone hung, like, a very scary mask up on the event billboard. Did you see that?
Oh my gosh, I just noticed
that's
that.
Terrifying.
It's so terrifying if you're in here, like, at 8 in the night doing a late evening pre-record or something like that.
It's okay, though. I like it.
I can tell you, though, last year at Homecoming, there were a few alumni who dropped by who used to do shows in the 90s, and they walked in and they were like, oh, does CFRC still have the ghosts? We used to do our shows at 2 in the morning, and there were definitely ghosts in here that would just shut off the whole, like, music and everything.
I think they were taking recreational drugs.
Mm-hmm. And, they were, and they were broadcasting at 2 in the morning, yes, in the winter.
Oh my God. Amazing. Okay, so what do we have coming up next? What do you want to play?
Ooh, we're deciding that right now. Do we want to throw back a bit? I've got, like, special ghost town.
I mean, I played all my Gen X favorites, so now
okay, we'll
give me what you got.
We'll do a mix of, like, the Gen X favorites and the other stuff.
You don't have to play more Gen X favorites, by the way. You can
I've got specials. I've got Billie Eilish.
Okay.
I want to play Rockwell.
Yay!
Oh my God, okay. So I was saying, like, it wasn't made for Halloween. It was an actual chart-topping hit. Fun fact about him: what's the guy from Party Rockers? Red Foo?
Yeah.
Who's the main guy?
Yeah.
Who's the other guy?
The other one.
The other one. Anyway, the other one. They're both children of Berry Gordy, who started Motown.
Oh,
what?
Rockwell. Yeah.
That's
so Rockwell
crazy.
Is his kid, and he has kids for many decades. Rockwell was one of his kids, because when Rockwell put out that song, we were always like, who's Rockwell?
Yeah.
Never heard of him. Michael Jackson's on the track.
Yeah.
Banger. And then he just, you know, ghosted us all. So yeah. I love that song.
If I'm not mistaken, I don't know if Michael Jackson is like a featured artist
credited on it.
No, you have to like go on and look at the credits, but it's not like Rockwell and Michael Jackson.
No.
It's just Rockwell. And you're like, why does that sound so familiar?
Put him in the shower. I'm afraid to wash my hair. So yeah, that's good. And later on in the show, we've got Carnelian coming in because they're playing the Halloween show tonight. And I want to play some dancey Halloween songs because I feel like, you know, it's party time.
Definitely.
And it's always some good jams. Got to slap the bass a lot for Halloween too to get out there and boogie. So.
Definitely. And the Mansion event tonight, three floors, different genres, DJ in the cellar, so, you know, something for everyone.
Amazing.
Yeah, I love that they do the three levels of Halloween, so you have, like, different music on every floor. What an experience.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be hot. It's going to be so hot.
I wonder how you hear anything in there. Like, surely the sound just bleeds across, because we can hear the mansion upstairs from across the street.
You know what? It's at its best tonight. Frankly, like, this is the night. So if you can get in there. It's going to be so good. And I love the Carnelia Cassador combination.
Also, but they're playing at the same time. Ish.
It'll still be good. You can run
It'll
around.
It'll still be good.
All right. Okay.
Clone myself.
All right. What do we got coming up first?
Ghost Town, the specials.
All right. Let's go. It's the Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC. Thanks for joining us.
knife in your hand. Are you the poison? Are you the cure? I'm not so sure.
Lucifer is lonely, standing there, killing time. Can't commit to anything but a crime.
Leaders on vacation,
an open invitation. Animals, evidence. Pearly gates look more like a picket fence.
Once you get inside them,
got friends but can't invite them.
Hills burn in California. My turn to ignore ya. Don't say I didn't warn ya. All the good girls go to hell, 'cause even God herself has enemies. And once the water starts to rise and heaven's out of sight, she'll want the devil on her team.
Look at you, needing me. You know I'm not your friend without some greenery.
Walking wearing feathers,
Peter should know better. Your cover-up is caving in. Man is such a fool, why are we saving him?
Poisoning themselves now,
begging for our help,
wow. Hills burn in California. My turn to ignore ya. Don't say I didn't warn ya.
All the good girls go to hell, 'cause even God herself has enemies. And once the water starts to rise and heaven's out of sight, she'll want the devil on her team. My Lucifer is lonely.
Say no.
I cannot do this, Snowflake.
Broken man, the feeling of despair.
Hello, everybody. Spooky. Is everyone feeling spooky in the studio this morning?
No, I think we're just chatting away as usual.
We're very comfortable.
I think, like, Rue's leaving, though. Like, jeez.
That's the scariest thing of all.
But, yeah, I know. Scary. You said, though, that you want to help us with our year-end wrap-up show.
Oh, I'd love to.
Are you thinking about some of your favorite albums of the year so far? Here, look at me. I said it's I wasn't going to say it. I'm saying it.
It's a very long list.
It's a very long
Give
list.
Give us two of them.
Two? I mean, the Fontaines album came out this year, so that's obviously on that list.
I mean, technically, so did Last Dinner Party.
Yes.
Well, which right? is also technically, probably on that list. Album came out this year, yeah.
It was a really good album.
Yep.
I'll throw a few that are maybe less kind of obvious. although I have been shouting about them for so long that if anyone's actually kind of listening in to like my picks, it's not going to be too surprising. But I think the Masterpiece album
yep.
is up there. That's one of the albums of the year for sure. What was one for you guys that came out and you were like, yeah, this is definitely a year end list thing?
I like the Papa Rod album. It would be disingenuous for me to say I didn't like that record. I like all the pop albums this mm-hmm. year. Mm-hmm. I love all the pop. Like, there's so many pop stars. I'm it's going to be hard to just be like, this is the one.
Yeah.
And Fontaines, obviously.
Yeah. yeah. And the Dare was like an unexpected.
Oh
favorite.
My God.
Like, I was not expecting, like, I was like, oh yeah, like just, you know, the single. And then I heard the whole album and I was like, wow, actually.
The, like, You're Invited EP.
Yeah.
It, excellent. And I'm just going to flex that Hayden and I are the unicorns of this station. We got to see the Dare live, yeah. like one of his first shows. Really?
Yeah, you've done it all. You've this year seen Billie Eilish, you've seen Chapel Roan, you've seen The Dare.
Yeah.
And between
Last
us
Dinner
and
Party,
I
miss Fontaine, so.
J. Paul.
Yes. And, yes.
And Sophia saw Charlie XCX. So I feel like we've got kind of all the big names covered.
I need to add some to the list. I have been to nothing this year.
I haven't seen Jinx.
Oh, true. I have.
There we go. All right. So the local scene too, guys. Like, my God, like it's been incredible. So we will work on that.
We're coming up to 9 o'clock though.
So local scene. Speaking of the local scene.
Mm-hmm. Expecting guests. I think Carnelian will be here soon enough.
They usually show. And what's great about being they're a five piece, right?
Four piece.
Well, okay. All right. Well, like even if 25% of them show up, that's showing up.
It's still one member of the band who can talk.
And we'll take it.
Oh, something we haven't talked about. The winners of last week's Battle of the Bands.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. And it was packed, right?
Packed.
Okay, talk.
It took 20 minutes to get in because there were so many people.
Okay, this is exciting. This is what we want to know.
It was great. Unfortunately, I had to go. I saw the first four and I couldn't make the last one. And that was the one that won. It was Last Call.
Last Call. And I talked to them afterwards, right? They're a band that started last month.
I love it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
They came on stage, right? And at one point they're like, guys, we mean business. We're here to win it.
Okay.
And they did.
Okay, so I need to know more. This is something we need to research. Okay, but Carnelian, they'll be visiting us very shortly.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So let's have a bit of Carnelian just to kick us off, to get us ready for their new single coming up.
We'll be right back. spitting. Ain't nobody listening. Things are kind of getting out of hand. There's only one point that I'd like to make. These kind of things deteriorate. Well, it's the gospel truth, man. It's season bottom and love you.